With that in mind, welcome to another groundbreaking episode of the Hit Podcast, heard all across the world. Wouldn't it be nice? I'm Cody. I'm here with Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hello. How in the goodness are you?
I am doing so well, my friend. Things are good. World Series just wrapped up. It was an exciting time for whichever team won. How about we record two different ones? It was so great that the Boston Red Sox won. Okay, that was take one. Ready? It was so great that the probably also the Boston Red Sox.
The Los Angeles Dodgers of Anaheim. They're not from Anaheim. That's a lie.
That's where Disneyland is. It's the most magical place on Earth. Nate, how are you, my man? What's going on?
I'm good. I don't know which I like better when recording, like day or night or morning. I just like recording. It's fun.
Yeah.
This is what we call a fun podcast. It's fun for the whole family.
Tell everyone. It's fun. Tell your mom. Tell your dad.
Dad?
It's a fun podcast, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. We got 41 followers on Instagram or something like that. Maybe more now.
Do we really?
Something like that.
Wow.
Let me check it. What's it all about? What working? Wow, 41. I nailed it.
Nailed it. That's a lot of followers.
That's a lot of followers.
And we know all of them.
And we know every single one of them.
And they're all our friends. Hi, friends.
And except we really want the Billings Gazette to follow us back.
We need the Billings Gazette. Maybe if we continue to pump stories about Billings, Montana, you know, this place where we're from, then they'll someday follow us back and maybe have us on as the honorary mayors, plural, of Billings. I'm thinking really far ahead here.
No kidding. This is after we have to run for office. We have to do a whole bunch of
things. Just want the key to the city. You can just give me any key from the city, but I want it.
Just a key.
Tim Smith on Main Street? Yeah, just give me your keys. I'm not threatening you,
Tim.
Who's
willing to give you his keys?
So with that in mind, what's going on in Billings, Nate?
So I want to paint you a picture. This headline really roped me in. And that headline is Buck Stuck in Billings Tree Freed by Wildlife Officials.
Oh, well, I guess it has a happy ending. Oh.
Right, but if you consider that this man's name is Buck Stuck.
Oh my God.
Sitting in a Billings tree was freed by wildlife officials.
Uncle Buck Stuck.
Why is Buck Stuck definitely a guy who owns a car dealership? Come on down and get stuck. But yeah, there was a buck, a deer, a male deer.
Ray, my cousin down the street. Me, a name that is not I.
I should not be capitalized. Wow, we're good at this. I want everyone to know that was not rehearsed. Oh, you have more.
So, what happened in Billings?
Buck, he got stuck in a tree.
Tree, the place where Buck was stuck.
And it brings us back to Buck stuck in tree. All right.
And scene.
And scene.
Oh, woo! Judith Andrews.
Judith.
So what happened to Buck?
So let's read you the whole story because it's not very long at all. These pictures are so sad, but he did get free. So the thumbnail for the YouTube video here is actually really funny because you see the guy who definitely freed the buck, and in the background you just see the buck running away. Like, it's so far in the background, and this guy's like hunched over looking at it running away. I'm glad he's free. Uh-huh. But the story, the whole story here is a Billings Heights. Wow. A Billings Heights resident called Montana Fish Wildlife and Parks called Montana Fish.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Montana Fish.
Definitely a guitarist in some band, for sure. But he called Montana Fish Wildlife and Parks on Thursday morning after noticing something was off in his from the yard.
Shout out to the boys from the FWP.
The resident, who lives on Elaine Street, noticed a young buck stuck with its antler in between two trees.
At some point, can I just stop you for a second? At some point, using the phrase buck stuck was a choice.
Why do you think this story is even a story? Because that was a choice. Also, young buck, either referring to a young Joe Buck who actually had hair, or young buck, my favorite rapper.
Young buck was...
The buck struggled for what could have been hours, finally rested on the ground.
Oh, no.
At one point, the resident was worried the animal would injure itself if he didn't get help soon. Those with FWP came to the rescue. Remember when you joked about that?
Yeah.
Taking a saw to the buck's right antler and sawing it off so the animal could be freed. He hopped off over a couple of fences. That's it. That is the entire story.
Well, good for Joe Buck getting free.
It reminds me... free from Troy Aikman. Finally, what he's been waiting for forever.
Hi, I'm Joe Buck, and I'm free. That's my Joe Buck impression.
Yeah, Joe, and I think the thing that they're really going to have to watch here is Tony Romo at quarterback, if he can get out of the pocket.
I don't know. Let's see if he can. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it? He did it. Tony Romo's a bad analyst. But anyway, I'm going to close out of this ad here and jump into our topic. Today is going to be a different episode.
It's certainly a different episode from the last one and probably our next.
Some would say completely different.
I mean, this one is on its own episode 6.
If we put it 6th, we still don't know.
Remember when we made it to episode 6 or 5, whichever this is?
Or if it's even later. Do you think this podcast will... do you think we'll be able to make it last for a long time?
At least 5 episodes.
But anyway, possibly 6. Like I said, this is going to be a different episode. This is mostly going to be Cody and I trying to make each other laugh. Which we do anyway, but...
we're those popular YouTubers, the Try Not to Laugh podcast.
That's we us. Each have water in our mouths, and we're just going to spit it at our laptop and ruin our ability to make this podcast.
Do you remember that time you looked at me and I just completely spit all the water out of my mouth?
I do remember that.
That was a great time. That was a good bit. For everyone else who wasn't there, it's exactly what it sounded like.
I looked at him and my face was so funny looking that he literally spit water everywhere.
Spit all of the water out in a crowded room.
But anyway, I'm gonna preface this with the fact that I need to close out an ad. And it's an ad on Redbook that says, want recipes for yummy desserts that aren't overly sweet?
Yes, please.
And the only way I can close out of this is to say, no thanks, I like loading up on sugar.
Oh, that's how they get you.
That is how they get me.
That's how they know.
But I like loading up on sugar, so I felt no shame closing that out. So... Cody, have you heard of dad jokes?
Heard of them.
What if you had to describe them, what would you say dad jokes are?
I would say a dad joke. So to clarify, do you mean jokes about dads or jokes that dads make?
So then what's a joke that a dad makes about another dad?
Ooh. That's dad a grandpa joke.
That's, That joke was grandfathered in.
Oh, and that's an example of a dad joke.
You're right.
That was perfect.
That was organic. Yeah. Yes, but dad jokes being jokes that dads would make. So normally involving puns, no punt intended, as one of our fantasy I was trying to say like coworker, but like it's a member of our like cohort, and I just got lost. So anyway, there's a person in a fantasy league that is no punt intended, which is a bad joke.
That's a good...
It's a bad dad joke.
That's a dad bad.
Dad?
That's a bad dad.
Or as those Chicago wins would say, bad dad.
Bad dad.
But I was wondering the other day, are there such things as mom jokes? Because we have dad jokes, but are there mom jokes?
Yeah, it really wouldn't be fair if there weren't mom jokes.
Right. It's 2016. Come on.
Moms are everywhere.
Let the moms have their jokes.
Let the moms joke.
Let them joke. Let her cry.
No woman, no joke. That favorite Robert Marley song. No mom, no joke.
No mom, no joke. Had it with your jokes, mom.
No woman, no mom.
But there are such things as... Hey, remember when we joked about you spitting water everywhere and how you almost did it again? Do it for the podcast. Spit it everywhere. Oh, no! He did! He just leaked water all over himself.
That was on purpose.
Good segue.
Back to dad jokes.
But mom jokes are really good here. So this number, I'm just going to start reading through some mom jokes here. Mm. 8-year-old me, I'm bored. Mom, I can make you not bored. How about you clean these dishes? 8-year-old me, I'm going to play outside.
Do you want to hear the dad joke version of that?
Yes.
Okay, you read the first line and I'll respond as a dad.
8-year-old me. I'm bored.
Hi, bored. I'm dad.
These are very interesting. So the second one, 8-year-old me, I'm hungry. Mom, have some fruit. 8-year-old me, I don't want fruit. Mom, then you're not hungry. If I had a nickel for every time my mom said that, oh my goodness gracious. Hey, do you want to tell the dad joke version of that one? 8-year-old me, I'm hungry.
Dad, go ask your mother.
I really thought you were going to say,
I'm hungry.
Hi, hungry, I'm dad.
Hi, hungry, I'm bored. I mean, I'm dad. Who am I? Who are you people?
Hi, hungry, go to your room. Here we go. Son, mom, dad keeps making dad jokes. Mom, so? Son, so what's a mom joke? Mom, look in the mirror, dear. Son, I don't get it. Mom, you are a mom joke. Because it gets ruined at the very end.
I think I'm starting to think that moms are mean.
This one was my favorite one when I screened this beforehand. Come down for dinner. I'm busy. Wait, dang it, I screwed that up. We're going to have to start that over.
What did Della wear? Okay, yep, and we take it back.
Florida. Come down for dinner. I'm busy, Mom. Right now, before it gets cold. Runs down the stairs. Here's where I do my sound effect. Where's the food? It'll be ready in 5 minutes. That one's really, really good. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Oh, every time. But it also usually ends with, now that you're here, please set the table.
Oh, my. Yeah. See, that's an extra step that this mom joke forgot.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump over to dad jokes. We're going to kind of alternate back and forth here in a second, but I'm going to look for one super quick. This one's pretty interesting. And shout out to my fiance, who is a labor and delivery nurse, daughter. Mom, I need my personal space. Mom, you came out of my personal space.
That's great.
Isn't that pretty good? I'm a big fan.
You ready for a dad tweet? For a departure?
Absolutely.
This tweet from at Simon C. Holland. Accidentally played dad instead of dead when I encountered a bear, and now it can ride a bike without training wheels.
Who tweeted that?
That was at Simon C. Holland. And I'm going to give him a quick follow. Great name for a dog.
All right, ready? Mom, why did the chicken cross the road? Why did you let the chicken out? Do you know how much I paid for that chicken?
And then the dad followed up with, you're letting out all the good air. What did Obama say when he dropped his seashell at the beach?
What?
Oh no, my shell.
My shell Obama.
My shell Rona.
I can't handle that. I can't wait for our Christmas episode.
Can't wait for all of our Christmas episodes.
All right, do you have any more?
What did the drummer call his twin daughters? This particularly applies to you at Nathaniel.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
And a one and a two. They can't all be winners.
They can. They just aren't.
A tweet from at Nick Harsh. A slice of apple pie is $2 in Jamaica. A slice of apple pie is $2.50 in the Bahamas. These are the pie rates of the Caribbean. Thank you.
That deserves applause. Probably sounds inappropriate. We can take that out. All right. This is a BuzzFeed article now that I'm looking at, and it has a bunch of pictures. So I'm going to try to paint this picture for you.
There we go.
So the daughter texts the mom and says, I feel tire, but then quickly said tired right after she had messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So then mom texts back, I also feel tire. And then it's her hand on the tire of a car. And then there's also a pair of keys laying on the ground. So then daughter's like, Mom, OMG, did you drop your keys for this joke? She's like, dropped keys to feel the tire. That's a pretty good mom joke.
As moms do.
This one's pretty good. Susan is the mom here. And there's the caption, I've come to the fork in the road. What to do? And there's a fork. A utensil on the road. So then the comment on it is, my mom's Facebook, it hurts so bad I literally groaned out loud. I'm so proud. You want another good one? This one's funny. Me, I'm learning to juggle. Mom, be careful. I was always told that if a group of clowns attacks you, go for the juggler.
Can we get a rim shot for that? That's it.
Oh, goodness. Some of these are ridiculous. I dropped something and my mom called me Taylor Not So Swift.
Oh, wait. I just saw a Taylor Swift one. Wait. Scrolling. Oh, here it is. Ooh, and it's somewhat timely. It's a spoopy themed list of jokes. Why did the vampire not bite Taylor Swift's neck?
Why?
Because she had bad blood.
Because baby, now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be Mad Love. That was the quietest sleigh bell I've ever heard.
Yesterday.
Why are you wearing your Converse? I left my tennis shoes at the gym. Why does Jim have your shoes? Did he give them to Pam?
If a snake married a mortician, what would their bath towel say?
Hold on.
Yep.
Can we analyze that for a little bit?
Yeah. This is from the Twitter account at Dad Tells Jokes. And I kid you not, the picture of the account is everyone's favorite dad, Danny Tanner. The joke, I'll read it again for you. If a snake married a mortician, what would their bath towels say?
What?
Hiss and hearse. Thank you.
That one's pretty good. I think the last mom joke I'll say here is me on Facebook. I'd forgotten how much I loved how unapologetic Alanis Morissette's music is. Mom comments. Well, she's here to remind you.
Well, I'm here to remind you.
You. I lied. Mom. Ariana Grande. Is that like Rihanna, but supersized? A Rihanna Grande.
We Rihanna.
Gandhi. Ariana Gandhi. Hey, have you heard about the movie Constipation?
No.
You haven't heard of it because it hasn't come out yet. Do you have any, like, so what, I'm putting you on the spot here.
Here we go.
But do you remember, like, any of the best and or worst jokes your mom or dad ever told you?
I don't know that my dad really tells jokes. He does, like, we quote the same few movies.
The few, the proud, the movies. My mom's not very good at jokes, but she is really, really bad at celebrities and movies and quotes, and she gets all of them wrong. So there's a running joke between my dad and my mom that every single time my mom's trying to guess what an actor or actress is from or who it is, my dad always shouts Mickey Rooney because apparently my mom got that wrong way back when. But she's also garbage at band names. She's so bad. So like a song came up on the radio, I never made it as a wise man, I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing, and this is how you remind me.
I love Kiss.
And my mom was like, oh play that song again, the one by Nickel Flip. Nickelback, Mom.
Ain't no Nickelback, Mom.
Mom, I ain't no Nickelback, Mom.
Dad.
But also, classic dad thing to take one joke from way back when and use it for years.
Forever. Yeah, like, how many people today, how many millennials know who Mickey Rooney is?
Only 90s kids will remember.
Only 90s kids remember Mickey Rooney, who was very old in the 90s.
Mickelson Rooney.
Did you know that he is in Night at the Museum?
Really?
Huh. Mm-hmm. He's a real short guy.
Oh, that's right. There were a few of them. They were mm-hmm. all going to retire together. Oh, okay, yeah.
And Richard Van Dyke.
From the hit film Meredith Poppins.
Actually, you should... Marilyn Poppins. Mary Jane Poppins.
Mary Manson.
Mary Monroe. I heard that Jim Carrey was in Mrs. Poppins' Penguins. And Cody's down for the count. Mary Poppins Penguins. Starring Jim Carrey.
On a related note, have you seen the trailer for the upcoming smash hit film? The movie it's a Mary Poppins remake starring Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No way. Actually haven't heard of that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a full trailer. It was just like the quick teaser trailer showing the street that they live on. Looks really good.
That sounds amazing. I really want to see the new Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. I didn't see that, but it looks really good.
It looks really, really, really good.
Oh.
Oh, bother.
So the thing is, I don't know how it sounds recorded. In my head, it sounds great.
Sounds exactly like Pooh.
Oh, Christopher Robin.
That's pretty good.
This is what I do. I do impressions and I memorize useless trivia. That's all you gotta do. Yeah.
That's all you gotta do. I can't wait to see those. Those would be really, really good. Actually, speaking of Richard Van Dyke, famous for being a terribly accented chimney sweep in Marilyn Poppins.
Blimey.
Can we start saying blimey more?
Blimey. Gov.
Bruv.
Bruv. With a V.
Yes, bruv. Like, I'm just a mat. Like, just what if you're like hanging out with some friends or something, you stub your toe. Oh, blimey!
It's a jolly holiday with Meredith.
Chem chemine, chem chemine, chem chem chero.
They really gave him quite an underbite.
They really did. So there's this, I've watched like 5 of these recently, but on YouTube, the YouTube channel Wired, they have this linguist break down movie actor and actresses accents in films and basically like critique like how good or bad or Dick Van Dyke they are based on like, because Mary Poppins was like, it just was because he was trying to go for like
London, like Cockney, yeah,
Cockney accent, and it just turned out absurd.
Yeah.
But there are some on there that like they show. So every time Daniel Day-Lewis does an impression, they are just like, he's just like, it's perfect. He's like, it's just everything about it is perfect. He did like a Belfast accent in one of his movies and he critiques it. And like, it's so crazy how much this guy can like do himself. Like he's really good at it, but it was very interesting. So I was like, you should watch those. I think you'd really enjoy them. Good.
I like that. And that's something that I like the thought process that people put into practicing for that. Like one of the movies that just came out recently was A Star Is Born. Mm-hmm. And in that I read an interview that Bradley Cooper tried to like take classes and coaching to get his voice to sound more like the character who plays his brother in the movie, Sam Elliott. So for them to be more believable as brothers, he actually studied his supposed brother's voice, which is so cool to me.
Yeah, it is. It is super interesting. They go to like great lengths with that stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of actors and actresses, if they want to get a more neutral accent and try to break it down to normal, so then they can either build back up or just have a very American accent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them move to Omaha, Nebraska, actually.
Really?
To just live and be around people that have, because a lot of people claim that Omaha has one of the most neutral accents out there. Hmm. And it's, everyone has an accent, so it doesn't really, I can't be like, oh, I'm from Nebraska, so I don't have an accent because I'm special. Because one, I'm not that special. And two, everyone has an accent. But it is interesting that like actors and actresses will actually move to Omaha to try to neutralize whatever accent they have.
That's weird. And I wonder how they came to that, like linguists came to that decision that this is the most neutral or least affected voices that you could have.
I bet people in Nebraska were like just crying and pleading for people to come to their state because there aren't many. So they were just like, hey, maybe you can make something up about Nebraska. Like, we have the most neutral accent or something. They bought it for some reason. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. I have something that's a little unrelated, but
their new state motto.
That's what I was just going to say.
There you go.
Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone. What do you think of that?
I think, you know, I mean, they're calling their shot.
Right? They're not thrown away there. Shot. Have you seen Hamilton?
No, I haven't seen it in person yet. I am dying to go.
I saw it in Cleveland. V good. But anyway, back to Nebraska slogan. Like, what do you like it, hate it? There are so many mixed reviews.
Well, I mean, I'm also not from there. So being a homegrown Bowie, what are your thoughts on how your state is representing itself?
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like ironic and sarcastic, which is funny. And like, they already have succeeded in what they were trying to do because they like made a statement and people are talking about it. Like,
yeah,
Stephen Colbert talked about it on his show.
That's where I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, I haven't seen the jokes he makes about him. I'm sure they're hilarious, but
that's good.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think it's like, it reminds me of those California commercials. Have you seen those where,
oh yeah, like so proud of them.
They're like out on the beach or something. They're like, oh, everyone thinks we're just like beach bums. And they're like laying there beautifully tan out on the beach. And it's like perfect. All we do is like surf around and like, and then it's this guy literally like surfing over waves. So like, I think it's kind of appealing to the apathetic / still curious nature of like today's youth. That's my first old person statement now that I've turned 25, is just saying that it's appealing to the youth in our country now.
True or false, are you wearing slippers right now?
Oh my gosh. If we want to analyze my outfit right now, I am screaming dad. I'm wearing a gray.
Dad?
I'm screaming dad. Dad! I wonder if my neighbors hate me. So I'm wearing a gray quarter zip. I'm wearing sweatpants because it's a little bit cold. My socks have little anchors on them. Anchor, shout out to our podcast hosting app. And I'm wearing slippers to keep my tootsies warm. So I'm
you're in full dad mode right now.
Why do you think I wanted to talk about mom and dad jokes in this podcast?
Naturally segueing into our topic.
Segueing into our topic, which we're going to end for the day because we've passed our 30-minute mark.
Oh, wow. And if you're still listening.
If you're still listening, blimey. But I learned a couple of things this episode. Did you learn anything today?
You know, I learned that the typical dad joke is generally, I would say, well-received in a positive light. It seems like mom jokes, they're just real. They cut you to the bone.
They really do. It's their mom jokes aren't mad. They're just disappointed. But we also learned something about Billings, Montana, and that is that Buck Stuck could be the rhyme that sweeps the nation here. What was the Buck Stuck something? There was it was just ridiculous. Buck Stuck, also car dealership owner, for sure.
Buck Stuck definitely has a tweed jacket that his great-grandfather used to wear.
Oh, of course. Of course. Buck Stuck likes to hunt. He just does. And by hunt, he likes to hunt for those savings. Want to cut the cord? Yacht
starts beating like a big brass band.
No, wait. Like, big brass band.
No wonder that it's Mary that we love.